You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. You want to get in 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Talking a lot about the All-Star game in the first hour. Kyle Schwarber, the MVP, unconventional fashion, didn't have a hit during the game, but dominated in the swing-off. They do a home run derby. Each league, each team gets three participants. Kyle Schwarber hit three home runs on three swings for the National League. He wins it for them, takes home the MVP award. And off that, talking about whether you would have any current Philadelphia athlete in your top five list over the last 25 years, John brought up the idea of possibly having Kyle Schwarber. Now, I would not consider Kyle Schwarber for it, but would you consider Zach Wheeler? Would you consider Bryce Harper? Anybody on the Eagles currently? Joel Embiid, Devin considered for her list. So if you want to get in on that, you are welcome to. Any Devin. Athlete, any current Philadelphia athlete, would they be on your top five list over the last 25
years?
Do
we hold that against Devin?
I mean, how would you hold, considering, and I didn't put him on my list, but considering putting Joel Embiid on when he is, when healthy, like
when
the
was
most
that,
dominant
when was that last
player.
I lost track.
But then you're going to say that Brandon Graham makes it over. I love BG. We all love BG. He's a great person.
Wow.
He played for a long time. But like the fact that TK has him on his list over Jalen Hurts is kind of insane.
He made the biggest play.
You can't give me a hard time for putting Joel Embiid on.
But Brandon Graham made the biggest play in the history of the city. Like him stripping Tom Brady is the biggest play in Philadelphia history.
You could throw Philly Special in there. You could throw the dagger in there. You could throw Cooper DeJean pick six.
The dagger, they were up 27-0 in that game.
He wasn't a consistent double-digit sack player. Like, he was a solid defensive player, and we love him as a person, but I don't think that makes him a top five athlete in all of Philadelphia for the last 25 years.
Well, that is kind of the beauty of this list, is it's kind of your own interpretation on it.
Yeah.
Mine, you know, I take a lot of things into account, the longevity, I'd say the connection with the fan base, stuff like that, leadership, and that's why Brandon's on my list and making that big play as well. 215-592-9494. Get back to the phones in a second, but I did want to address what Andy brought up here with the Joe versus Jack thing, and they have tennis coming up next, but, and I don't like to agree with Andy on pretty much anything, but I got to say, John, I think he makes a fair point. I think we're at the point here where I know you take exception to Joe and his claims, I guess, or the way he views himself athletically.
His overinflated view of himself.
But do you not think
that's what I object to?
But do you not think at some point you got to kind of jump on board and support him a little bit here? I mean, you're his teammate. The afternoon show, they are rallying behind Jack. They are really giving him that push, which, hey, that may have contributed to his performance in baseball. I think you need to support him a little bit.
But
that's all.
I want
Joe, the guy for like 10 years.
I want him to lose to prove to him that he needs to change the way he lives, change the way he eats, change the way he, you know, sleeps and exercises, all those things.
I don't think losing is going to make Joe realize or do any of those things.
This is not going to affect Joe's life in any way. Joe's not going to make any change. based on this.
Well, that's a problem, isn't it? I think his
hard-headedness is not going to happen.
His hard-headedness is the root of a lot of this. I want to get the message through that you don't just automatically, you can't just say I'm a better athlete than a guy who's 16 years younger than me and without proving it. And now that he's going out and trying to prove it, I don't think he should win. I don't believe he's a better athlete than Jack. Why should I support him? Just because he's my co-host?
Yeah, yes, yes. He's your teammate. You should support your teammate.
But I want him to lose.
Why do you want him to lose so badly?
How do I straddle that fence? I want him to lose to prove to him that he's not a better athlete than Jack, and he can do better the way that he eats and exercises lives.
First off, I think you're taking this entirely too seriously. I think you're looking way too deep into this. At some point, just like,
you gotta
understand, Joe, I'm with Joe
all day, every
day. You gotta support him here.
But that's part of
what I'm trying to do. Maybe that would
want to get a message through that is supportive in the long run. I want him to be.
It doesn't seem like support. It does not
in the line.
Does this seem like support, Rhea?
It's circular way of
circular support.
Trying to show that you're supportive,
tough
but you're not.
Support.
And like I listen to the show and I hear Rhea's on board. Now you're doing it more in a derogatory way toward Jack.
But I've been consistent. Been consistent since day one that I have been supportive of Joe.
I agree, and I think that's the right thing because you're a. You're being a good teammate. You're being a good partner here. And, John, I just think you need to rally behind Joe. Just rally behind him.
Who are you rallying behind, Tom?
I'm rooting for Joe.
Why do I need to rally? Because I support Joe
in these endeavors. I like rooting for the underdog.
Hold on.
And I think Joe is a substantial underdog.
You want to keep hosting this show is what it is.
Here's the problem with what Tom's doing. Joe is saying, the whole reason Joe is doing this is because he believes he's a better...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Athlete than Jack Fritz, who was a college baseball pitcher and 16 years younger than Joe. Joe truly believes that. I don't want that to be reinforced to Joe that he actually is a better athlete. He's saying this. This is preposterous to me. He's saying this, but you don't believe he believes it. So this is the problem. Like, you take what he's saying and you tune it out, but you say, I support him anyway. Do you believe that what he's doing makes sense? That what he's trying to prove makes sense? Do you support that?
Yeah, I think they're having an athletic competition. I just think you're looking too deep into it. I don't look at this as some thing where Joe needs to be proven a point to change his lifestyle or anything like that.
But he does need to do a little better with the eating and
I don't know what his diet is.
We're all with him a lot.
Yeah. Well, where are you, Devin? You got to be Team Joe too, right?
No, you're not.
Wow.
I mean,
the only one supporting him is me.
Wow.
Because I don't want to flip-flop here. Like, I was rooting for Jack. I was Team Jack from the start. So I feel like it's disingenuous for me to just jump ship I do tend to root for the underdog, like in anything, in all sports. And I feel like the pendulum has swung in that sense where, you know, I felt like rooting for Jack just because Joe is, he might not be the better athlete, but he thinks he is. And for that, I felt like rooting for, like Jack needed the support and the help because Joe was bullying him and calling him Bobon all over the airwaves. So now I'm kind of like in that boat and I can't change.
Well, that's another thing. Don't you realize you're being manipulated, Tom?
I don't feel like I'm being manipulated.
You're tuning out what Joe is saying, first of all. Like, he's saying, I believe I'm a better athlete than Jack. You're saying, no, he doesn't really believe
You were out, and Joe did kind of switch his, and I feel like he's doing it intentionally. I feel like he's manipulating all of us.
Of course he is.
Because he's all of a sudden like, oh, well, I'm not that good, and no one's rooting for me. And right. He's playing the, like.
You don't enjoy the mind game part of it? I do.
I mean, you have to respect it on Joe's part, because I feel like he's getting more and more people to root for him in that way.
But you are succumbing to this, Tom.
Last thing on this here. I just listen to both shows, and I hear one show, you know, really supporting their teammate. Yeah. And I hear another show, and I hear one person supporting their teammate.
Consider the
and nobody
teammates.
Else. And I just think Joe needs a little bit more support from you, John.
Okay. Your viewpoint, I've considered it.
And rejected
wish
it.
That I felt strongly in like the same way.
I don't think you really considered
don't
it.
I still don't think Joe should win these competitions against Jack. But I can't believe Jack lost. Okay, Jack has not been doing himself any favors, which is incredible to me, too. Heading into this thing, I do agree with you, Devin. Things have changed a lot. Coming into this, it did feel like Joe was attacking Jack a lot with the Bobon stuff. And then he pulled back because he felt like it was too much. He wanted to, you know, gain sympathy, I think. Mm-hmm. But it's Jack is difficult to support. At times,
like
Jack has had some success.
See, you think Joe's so off? I think Jack's more off-putting than Joe with
Here's
the whole thing.
Here's why both of you, both John and Devin, have to consider switching allegiances.
Yeah,
this is a win for the morning show.
Yes,
and you guys got to get on board with it.
Agreed.
Because I'm telling you, because if you keep supporting Jack and say Jack pulls it out, then they're just
pulls
gonna be
it
like,
out.
Yeah.
I don't see it like that.
I can't. I don't see him winning tennis because he doesn't play. You have to play tennis to be able to win.
But that's
tennis.
The thing. I don't. Okay. I don't think he's going to win at all.
Well, they're coming after all of us.
They're slandering you, John. They're coming after you. They're not just coming after Joe. They're coming after the entire show, and you got to get behind Joe.
I don't think they're slandering me.
Oh, you should listen. They're slandering. Slandering all you guys.
I haven't heard, and I'm not offended.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, I want to ask the audience, does John need to get behind Joe? Does he need to really support him in this thing? I think you do. That's your guy you got to get behind.
Well, again, noted.
Okay. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We'll get to the phones when we get back. Our side topic today, give us who or what is funny, and would any current athlete in Philadelphia be on your top five list of athletes over the last 25 years off of Kyle Schwarber winning the Home Run Derby last night? When we get back, we'll get back to the phones. We'll also get to some more sound regarding Jalen Hurts and how he's viewed around the NFL. That's coming up. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. This is The Morning Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.